Listener Production.
Hello, Stephen Zoyce here with your Mid-North Coast news briefing. We officially have a new Premier, with Chris Minns sworn in at Government House this morning.
I, Christopher John Minns, do swear that I will perform the functions and duties of Premier faithfully and to the best of my ability, so help me God.
Counting continues in a number of key seats as we wait to see if Labor has secured a majority in State Parliament. Despite the wave of election promises in the lead-up to Saturday, our local branch of Business New South Wales isn't worried that a change in government will cause the Mid-North Coast to miss out on vital funding. Regional Director Kellen Beard says, though, they're pleased that Labor has agreed to look at fixing the workers' compensation scheme.
We've got a number of cases here where workers' compensation claims have been accepted even though there's been a dispute. There's been no thorough investigation into the cause of the incident, and the system itself is running backwards. It's costing employers a lot of money, which it shouldn't be.
With the new government setting up shop, the body representing Mid-North Coast farmers are looking forward to seeing some promises fulfilled. They include the introduction of an Ag Commissioner and Borough Security Commissioner. New South Wales Farmers President Xavier Martin says he wants to see strategic partnerships with the agricultural industry to boost food and fibre production over the next 4 years. And he says it will also come down to finding the right replacement for former Minister Mick Veitch.
We've had an excellent relationship while Labor's been in opposition with Mick Veitch. He absolutely gets what we do and how we do it. Unfortunately, the Labor factions took him out of play in this election, but I'm sure they will focus on finding someone within their ranks that understands ag and that is appointed the new minister. And we'll be engaging with them in relation to the issues across biosecurity and productivity.
To sport now, and there'll be no premiership awarded for the Two Rivers Cricket Competition for 2023. It comes after the weekend's grand final between Macquarie Hotel and Port City Leagues was washed out.